I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus to the Jordan Snitcher Museum of Art. There are several shows there, but today we're going to focus on the one called West of Center, Art and the Counterculture Experiment in America, 1965 to 1977. That's kind of our era, isn't it, Sandy?
Absolutely.
See anything you recognize over
there? I recognized everything. I just loved it. This particular installation ranges from architecture to dance, a performance to protest. There's fine art to communal living, new ways to express sexuality and identity back in the day, to create community and living space. They're working on this whole expanded definition of art that move beyond the whole idea of precious object to express art in all areas of life. And we really saw this diversity.
I went in with a preconceived idea, I'll admit. You know, when I see 1965 to 1977, I'm thinking Vietnam War. That was the pivotal thing that drove a lot of this. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to see the photographs, you know, the flower and the gun barrel and the riots and all of that. Well, there's almost none of that in the main show. The main show was put together by the Museum of Contemporary Art out of Denver, and then there's like an addendum show on the hallway outside.
Maybe the word complimentary show.
Right, a complimentary show that was put together here, and that's of Violet Ray, who did the protest art using advertising collage. And that's what I expected the whole show to be, and I didn't see it until the very last, so I was kind of stunned, like, what? No Vietnam?
Well, I started with Violet Ray because he's local and so interesting.
Yes.
By the way, you can see his, on YouTube, you can hear him speaking about his work. He said he wants to bring the war home into what he called the psychic core of consumer culture by using the language of advertising. So he would physically, this is back in the 60s, mind you, cut up Life magazines, the advertising, and of course the pictures of the Vietnam War were right there together in the same issues.
A big difference.
Cut, and he put them together. And for example, he put a Eterna 27, had a caption that read, "When a woman passes the age of innocence, what can she do?" You know. And then he collaged in a picture of a young Vietnamese woman who was losing her innocence at the end of a bayonet.
Right.
And
powerful stuff.
Right in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Using the icons that we recognize.
That's right.
In conjunction with horror.
That's right. He said he felt it broke the spell of advertising to cut him up.
We're talking about the show at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. It goes through April 28th. It's called West of Center, Art and the Counterculture Experiment in America, 1965 to 1977. Well, let's move on to the main room. It's full of all kinds of interesting things. Inflatable, what do they call them, dome?
Well, that comes from the ant farm. Mm-hmm. Some of us remember the ant farm very well. They were a collective out of San Francisco.
Okay.
They were focused on experimental architecture. And they got a Chevy van. They loaded all up, and they toured all over America with a mobile TV studio, taping their journey and putting up these inflatables.
Right, and they have one in the museum.
That's right, and pictures of naked people inside of inflatables all over America, you know, really
And I encourage you to go in the inflatable. It won't fall down on you. I did it. It's great fun. And then they project images from the outside. So you're in this inflatable. It's big. And all these images are flittering around. And
it really exemplifies the nomadic aspect of the counterculture, constantly moving, yet making community out of that process.
And another kind of structure idea that was just being investigated was the Dome City, the geodesic-based dome, and that was a new idea. And I saw a whole Earth catalog in the case there and almost brought tears to my eyes. I mean, that was the Bible of the time.
That's right. And there was a very large photograph of Drop City. They had all these very colorful domes out in the desert. And the name Drop City came from the guys who started it would paint these rocks and drop them off the roof. It's called droppings or drop art, which became Drop City when they moved out communally.
And then, of course, there are the Coquettes and Angels of Light out of San Francisco. And that was kind of just a freeform dance
Well, they were pretty disciplined. It looked crazy, but they were very athletic and beautiful.
But their costumes were not programmed. It was just kind of ad lib at the time. Oh, yeah, and the costumes, the get-ups, the face painting, I felt like I should crawl in the dome and put on a record of the time of Indigata DeVita or something.
It was terrific. There was a whole section, speaking of the politics of the time, devoted to the feminist collectives, especially the women's lands of Southern Oregon. And some of us are familiar with some of the art of T. Corinne was there as well.
Yeah. And much, much more. We've only just scratched the surface.
Well, I'm very enthusiastic about this show. I want to drag all my students and friends out to see it.
Okay. This show, again, goes through April 28th. It's at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the University of Oregon campus. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.